One dire feature of the economy these days is that in addition to the high rate of unemployment, an unusually large share of the unemployed have been out of work for a long time. What that's like, and how it conditions people's view of the future, are questions addressed by a new Rutgers University poll. We spoke to one of the poll's authors, Professor Cliff Zukin. He's a professor of public policy at Rutgers' John J. Heldrick Center for Workforce Development, and I asked him to explain the poll they took.
Well, we started with a national sample of 1,200 unemployed Americans of August of 2009. Then we checked back with them in March of 2010. And now we've checked back with them in November of 2010, some 15 months later.
And what have you found, first of all, about how many of them are still unemployed?
Well, only 26% of those we originally talked to in August of 2009 have full-time jobs. There's another 8% who have part-time jobs. But two-thirds say they've been out at least a year, and one-third of them have been out of work for at least 2 years.
And those who found jobs, very often it's not the same kind of job that they had before becoming unemployed.
Right. In fact, we have 40% of those who have found jobs who have told us they've had to change fields entirely. About half of them have taken a pay cut or cut in benefits, and more than half of those who have taken new jobs say that they've taken them to get by rather than their next start on a new career. So even those who have jobs have made sacrifices in money and are not feeling very secure in those old jobs.
So what you're describing is a recession that has been extremely discouraging, if not dispiriting, for those who've been victimized by it.
Yeah, we asked one question that I think is very telling. We asked them, when the recession's over, do you think you're going to get back to where you are? Or are you going to be stuck at the level you are now? And by about a margin of 2-1, people feel that they're going to be stuck at their new post-recession levels of income. And downward economic mobility is very, very rare in the United States, or has been. We're looking at people who think they are going to have to adapt to a new lifestyle and give up many things that they consider desirable and even some things that they considered essential. In fact, we have 40% who say they're going to have to give up something essential just to get by. When we asked them what it was, about 50% mentioned food, another 50% housing, 50% health care, to the point where 80% of Americans who are out of work mentioned one of those three areas where they're going to have to cut back and they'll notice a difference in their daily life.
Yes, that notion of taking a permanent diminution of one's economic status, you know, we tend to hear the question, are we leaving our children a more comfortable life than we had? It's in this generation, not having as comfortable a life as one had just a couple of years ago is what you're discovering.
Right, and we're not used to seeing Americans go backwards economically, but this group of Americans very much is. And we do see people being resigned to this, saying that it is never going to get better. And one of the other questions we asked is what they thought was going to be a permanent fixture after the recession. And a third of the people we talked to said that high unemployment is going to be a new normal in America. We also have about 60% who said that the elderly, after they formally retire, are going to have to work part-time to make ends meet. So there's just dire economic news in this survey wherever you look.
That's Cliff Zukin. He's a professor of public policy and political science at Rutgers University. The report, the poll he's been talking about, is called The Shattered American Dream: Unemployed Workers Lose Ground, Hope, and Faith in Their Futures. Cliff Zukin, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you very much for helping us bring the plight of the unemployed to light. I appreciate it very much.